This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just sent the chief of police a quick correspondence in the fine, fine little hamlet of Clay Como.
What's going on?
Well, there's a man who was wanted for doing this one bad, lewd thing multiple times at the same business.
Yeah.
Now, usually with a flasher, an exposer, you know, they're doing it for the shock value. Usually it's multiple like wooded trails. And I've had this happen to girlfriends of mine. My God, when they're out jogging, you know, they want the surprise reaction, you know, in different locations around town.
How many of your girlfriends, when somebody's exposed themselves to them, have said, you know what? I will have some
of
that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'm really impressed by that, sir. You know, it's just weird and gross.
It's gross.
And I cannot remember the last time we had a case like this where this guy, who is very identifiable, by the way, is accused of doing this awful thing at the same store every time, multiple times. Mm-hmm. Where there, by the way, is great surveillance. Mm-hmm. Why? So I reached out to the police chief and I go, we have so many questions. Were there multiple victims inside what appears to be the same convenience store? Or did he keep going back and basically assaulting the same worker, the same clerk?
Clay Como can't be that big.
The whole thing is so weird.
Clay Como, Missouri. I mean, it's so small. It's described on the internet as a village.
It is a village. That's why I call it a hamlet.
I don't think anybody calls it a hamlet. But.
Well, I like the name Hamlet.
Is it a May Hamlet?
It is a May Hamlet.
From the text line, if they would just point and start laughing, then it would probably stop.
Yeah, I've always wondered what, you know, God forbid, what would you do in that situation? Because I do think about these things because I've had friends of mine. Yeah.
And 1,300 people.
Yeah.
Tiny little town.
By the way, they immediately caught him. The police are thanking the public.
Oh, they did catch him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He has been taken into custody because police said, who is this guy? Yeah. And they said, we got so many people saying, oh, that's so-and-so. He has been taken into custody.
Is he a resident of the hamlet?
They don't say.
Hmm. Okay.
Don't go criming in a hamlet of 1,300 people
what
at
county
the
is
same
it in?
Store.
It's in Clay County.
It's in Clay Como. Clay County, Missouri. That's what Clay Como is. Clay
is that
Como.
What it stands for?
Did you really not know that?
I did not know that.
Are you being serious right now?
County,
I'm being serious.
Clay Como. Yep.
Huh.
What do you think Lake Jacomo stands for?
Jackson County, Missouri.
Lake. Okay. I'm going to be honest. I didn't know that. I've been covered in this town 30 years. Lake Jacomo. Well, Clay Como is Clay County, Missouri.
So Jacomo is not, Jackson County, Missouri.
Jacomo to me is not Jackson County, Missouri.
Where are we broadcasting from right now?
Mission.
Mission.
Joko.
Oh.
Mentioned. No. Although not wrong.
I thought you were trying to trick me. I wasn't going to be tricked. I know where I'm broadcasting from. The FBI is relocating its headquarters to the Ronald Reagan Building, closing the storied headquarters building that it has occupied since 1975, the J. Edgar Hoover Building in downtown Washington, D.C.
They were looking at moving it out of D.C., period. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. I'd be okay with that. Why does it have to be in D.C.? Put it in Kansas City. The FBI director says that the existing headquarters in the Hoover Building has accumulated years of deferred maintenance, suffering from an aging water system to concrete falling off the structure. Okay. So apparently they're moving to the Ronald Reagan Building. I didn't even know there was one.
We have an investigation update from lots of experts that sat down with the New York Times after the Air India crash. And let me read to you the update. While it could take months to reach definitive conclusions explaining India's deadliest plane crash in three decades, a New York Times analysis of photos and videos from the June 12th incident, which were reviewed with aviation safety experts, former pilots, and crash investigators, as well as an audio forensics expert, reveals key details about the disaster. The analysis suggests that the plane likely extended its wing flaps and slats before takeoff, used adequate runway distance, and took off from a typical point with a relatively normal initial ascent. Within seconds of takeoff, however, the landing gear retraction process appears to have failed. Yeah. You know, because right after you take off, those wheels come up.
Right.
That appears to have failed, and the plane's emergency power generator was likely deployed. Experts say these failures indicate that the plane could have experienced a catastrophic loss of hydraulic, electrical, or engine power while airborne.
It is incredibly rare, but I was talking to another expert who knows way too much about the aviation industry, who said that it was very likely one of the hyper-rare double engine failures. And if you get those engine failures, all of a sudden, we don't have enough power.
Because we've heard, Sam, like for a plane to go down like this, outside of sabotage, of course, multiple redundancies have to fail at the exact same time. Like, you could have any one thing go wrong, but for a plane to go down, you have to have 50 things go wrong at the same time. It's why it's so rare. There are so many redundancies built in.
Okay. Speaking of air travel, a man was arrested and charged after allegedly attacking a fellow passenger on a Frontier flight unprovoked, according to the Miami-Dade Sheriff's Department. Ashan Sharma, 21, has been charged with battery.
Good God.
Miami police responded to a report of a battery that occurred on a Frontier Airlines flight coming into Miami International Airport yesterday. The victim tells police the attack was unprovoked and occurred when Sharma allegedly approached him and grabbed his neck while returning to his assigned seat. Okay. The victim suffered minor injuries, refused medical assistance on the scene. Sharma taken into custody, and we are filled with crazy.
Jerk air right this way. So he
automatically has a seat.
Front of the line.
Yeah, my shirt no question. Today. Thank you, Busby.
What are we waiting for outside of this courthouse in New York? There's a bunch of microphones. The judge has denied bail to Sean Diddy Combs, citing his violence and illegal contact.
Probably his defense attorney's coming to take the mic.
His mother has also not shied away from the microphones in the past.
Okay.
We are getting our first look inside the retired detective's hoarded house of horrors where her skeletal remains were found.
What state was that? Was that California?
No. It was, she was a Boston detective, wasn't she?
Was it Boston? Okay. Huh.
I'm just, I want your reaction in real time, Scott. Okay.
Okay. You know, I find hoarding to be gross, but fascinating.
Here's the headline. Inside Hoarder's House of Horrors, where skeletal remains of ex-police officer were found, buried under mounds of garbage and feces.
Okay.
Stomach-churning police body camera footage shows ceiling-high piles of garbage.
So she was different when it comes to hoarding. Let me interrupt you for just a brief moment if I could.
Ceiling high.
In most hoarders' homes, and I've only been in one.
There's a little pathway.
There's always a path to get to the bedroom or to get to the bathroom or to get back out to the kitchen. They always create a path. This woman's apartment or home had no path.
Sam, can we see if we can find audio from the body camera? And you know, I'm sure the police are being... I don't know if there's audio, but if there is, I'd like to play it. So listen to this. Stomach-churning police body camera footage shows ceiling-high piles of garbage under which the body of a retired Connecticut detective, was found more than 8 months after she disappeared. The remains of former Bridgeport police officer Mary Notalgino,
oh, common spell,
73, were discovered underneath of mounds of trash at her Glastonbury home, along with dead birds, dead mice, and one living cat. Video shows the officers...
Do you ever wonder what the cat survived on?
Video shows the officers struggling to pry open the front door due to the heaps of garbage pressed up against it from inside of the house. The windows were boarded up on the property. I'm going to show you one photo here. You can't even tell.
Oh, my God.
You cannot even tell. And they're wearing... hazmat suits.
Of course they are. Of course they are.
With shovel in hand.
Huh.
Scott?
Well, that is a man in a hazmat suit who is literally, he has to duck because he's on so much garbage, his head, if he stood up straight, would hit the ceiling.
The garbage is the height of the counter in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
One of the officers is standing on the garbage, and to Scott's point, think about it. If you were standing on a countertop, because you can see the countertop in the background.
Mm-hmm. He has to duck his
head. He has to duck his head.
Otherwise, his head would hit the ceiling. And not only is his head ducked, his knees are bent.
Living room?
The body cam footage is through a hazmat suit, so the audio is very, very muffled.
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I think that's the living room.
It took multiple officers in a 1-2-3 heave ho motion.
I've seen enough, Danny. You don't need to keep showing
each
me the photos.
Each one is worse.
Have either of you ever been in
one of the rooms is to the ceiling. Sam, it is piles of trash to the ceiling.
Have either of you ever been in a hoarder's house?
No.
Okay, I want just one more. I want to show you, explain. That is a kitchen because you can see, you know, everyone in your kitchen window, you've got that little flare.
Right, and the sink is right in front of the window.
There's that little wood flare above the sink.
Yeah. What I'm looking at is a picture of a kitchen, standard American kitchen. And if there is a sink in this room, I can't see it because the trash is piled that high.
It's over the sink.
It is completely, the trash is no less than 3.5 feet tall.
She was using that space as the facilities.
Have you seen the one with the living room where the upstairs has the banister that you can look down into the living room? The detectives didn't need the stairs to make it to the upstairs.
How
railing.
Does it, so honestly, how does it get this bad? One of the officers is quoted as saying, "This is not safe. It is filled with used toilet paper and feces."
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I don't know why I keep looking at this, but every picture is worse than the prior picture. There is a room where the debris is about 7 inches from the top of the door jamb, the open door jamb, 7 inches. So there's no way any human could even go inside that room, Scott.
So the only time I've ever been in a hoarded, it was an apartment, was when I worked for an apartment complex in Lawrence, and I won't say the apartment complex that was the, dare I say, lower rent.
Yeah.
But one of the apartment complexes we managed was Pinnacle Apartments, which were really nice and relatively new back in the 90s. And then we also managed this other apartment complex that was just south of 23rd Street. And I remember one time my job was to... when people came over to the office and they wanted to see an apartment,
yeah,
to show them one. And then on days when we didn't have any appointments, I was in charge of cleaning the apartments after tenants moved out. More often than not, it was a pretty easy gig, you know, because most people wanted their deposit back. And so I would go over there and vacuum, or maybe have to clean the rugs, mop, wipe off the countertops, wipe down the bathrooms. I'm done in probably 2 hours. But there was one that I will never forget. And my boss came to me and she said, I need you to go over, yeah, you know, apartment 4C or whatever. She goes, be forewarned.
Yeah.
Rumor is they hoarded. I went over to that apartment. She, my boss handed me a gas mask.
Yeah.
Big rubber gloves and some sort of pullover outfit. I go over to that apartment. I unlock the door. I could barely get in. There was so much crap.
But Scott, with an apartment, I think it has to be a little more rare, because at some point, someone's maintenance is going to have to get in there for something.
Yeah.
Or we're doing extermination work. In this case, where the windows and the door was, it was piled so high you could not open or shut the door. The windows were boarded up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how she could.
That's years of trash.
It is. Years of trash. Mm-hmm. There is no path. Mm-mm. So where did she sleep?
Top of the trash.
And then Scott, you had said when this story first broke that they didn't find her body for whatever. It was days and days and days.
8 months.
You're right. It was 8 months. How does that happen? They are wearing hazmat suits because the stench is so overwhelming. The entire property was a biohazard. That's your answer.
Well,
that's how they couldn't find her.
It's more than just that. You have to think about, you know, I don't want to say diseases that are just floating through
the
air.
Yes, diseases.
But the bacteria and, you know, whatever could get into your nostrils or, God forbid, your mouth.
Where did she sleep?
She slept on top of the garbage. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
So I have a minor obsession with the show Hoarders. It's so both disgusting and incredibly fascinating and quite sad at the end of each episode. Many of these people will, as Scott is saying, just find a nice cushy spot on a pile of clothes. Yep. You know, a lot of people, they end up hoarding clothes at some point as well, and that makes for a nice bed.
The sad thing about hoarding, and like you, Sam, I'm fascinated by it and I'm disgusted by it at the same time. And if you've ever watched Hoarders, and I know you have, and Dan, I'm sure you have as well, they recognize that there might, and I use might in air quotes, might be a problem. They don't want the help. They just don't want it.
Oh, the re-hoard rate is enormous. I'll tell you this. I don't like the hoarding show anymore. I used to watch an episode here or there because it is now so scripted. Well, we told Mom if she didn't clean up, we were, you know, it's all just, I don't know. And it's exploited. I think it's exploitative because they're not. You can clear it out. What's it look like in 3 months?
They're gonna hoard again. They almost always do. David in Fairway. David, hello.
How are you? My dad was a hoarder, and I had to move him twice. And both times, the first time it didn't even dawn on me. I opened up the oven, and it was full of paper and trash. And then I opened the fridge and freezer, and it was full of paper and trash. And then he did it again. And he stored stuff everywhere. So, and Scott, just like you said, he had little paths everywhere, but it was
David, like growing up, do you remember your house being like that? And if not, when do you think this started?
It was a little bit like that, but it started after he divorced my mom and he lived alone. And once he lived alone, there was no check on it.
See, I've always been of the opinion, or at least I've heard, and David, I think what you're getting at is what I've always heard, is when somebody starts hoarding, they're trying to fill a hole in their life. Something has happened. It's traumatic. It's obviously a mental illness. And something has been taken from them, either through death or through divorce or whatever. And it is the accumulation of just stuff. And it doesn't even matter what it is. Nope. It's just
in this case, it's not even stuff. And David, I don't know if your dad like collected things, because my mom is a collector of things. What we're seeing here is just
trash.
The worst, it's biohazard and human waste. And I don't understand.
He wasn't that way. He was papers, magazines, flyers from events.
Yep.
And when,
mail.
When you moved him, David, I find this fascinating, and I'm sorry that you had to experience this, but when you would move him, you said you moved him twice. Did he try to hold on to all of these papers and magazines, or did you say, Dad, we've got to throw these away or recycle them, and he allowed you to do that?
He fought it really hard the first time, and then the second time, less so. So I think he started to recognize it was a problem, but he just couldn't help himself.
Yeah.
And why would he save papers and magazines? What was it about those items that he couldn't let go of them?
He would always say things like, because initially when you do it the first time, you think, oh, I'm going to go through these and look and ask him questions and give him a chance to save some of it. And every single one, oh, there's maybe an article in there I want to keep. Or maybe there's a picture in there I'd like to have. Or my friend's name is mentioned in there, or something like that, which sometimes was true and sometimes not.
And based on the way that you're talking, I'm assuming your father has sadly passed?
Yes. Yeah.
Did he die as a hoarder?
Well, he got remarried when he was in his late 60s, and his second wife was able to suppress it a little bit. Like his room, they lived in separate rooms in their house. His room was kind of hoardy, but the house itself, she kept
check
on.
Right. Hmm. So David, there's a happy middle there. And my mom is a collector of things. You know that, Scott. She loves Amazon. She loves to gift items to other people, big and small.
Would you
she
say
loves
she,
it.
Is she a hoarder?
No, nope. Because my dad, you know, I think in their 53 years of marriage today, happy anniversary, they have a partnership there. And so everything is very clean, but she has the storage unit And then, in our old house, sort of like David was saying, she wasn't a hoarder, but she had one room, and it would just get. It was her craft room, and it.
She
would,
orders it 6 months later. Yeah. He throws it out.
Yeah, that's a good relationship.
It's worked very well for 53 years.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're going to get to the phones here and your comments about this horribly sad case out of Connecticut where this woman so clearly needed help and needed services.
Retired police detective.
Had her professional life together. And then what you're seeing inside the house in a world where the word shocking is overused, I'm using it. It is shocking the state of that house. And I was thinking during the break, Scott, where were these cases in the 1980s when we were growing up?
Well, I don't think that they weren't there. You can't discount, in my opinion, you can't discount the 24/7 news world that we now live in.
Sure.
Where a hoarding case that is, and you're right, shocking, out of Connecticut, the only way we would have ever found out about it is if you had maybe picked up a copy of the New York Times one day.
But Scott, ask...
Or they put it on the national news on NBC.
Ask any firefighter who's listening in their 60s, any police officer or retired officer or firefighter, do you remember as a public servant or EMT or paramedic, do you ever remember all of our 30, 40-year veterans, do you remember in the 80s or 90s ever seeing this?
I did. I grew up on military bases for the most part. That's one place you would never, see something like that. Marsha in Kansas City. Marsha, hello.
Hello.
Hi. And don't use any names or locations that would give away.
I promise I won't.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I want to preface this if you're okay. The woman that I'm speaking of is a highly educated woman, college degree, work in the financial institution in Kansas City. Beautiful woman, very classy.
Okay.
My very dear friend is her brother, And for years, she would never let anybody in the house. And as time went on, I just kept saying, you know, there's something here. Well, I went over one day because we couldn't get her to answer the phone. And she's in a brick house. And when I stood outside, the urine and feces smell about blew me over.
Mm. You could smell it from outside the house.
Oh, my God, could I smell it? Unbelievable. So I said to him, we have no choice. You've got to get in there. So he made her open the door. Everybody would deliver groceries and sit them outside of her door because nobody had been in for like 18 years. And she would pick the groceries up. And she ended up with her knees. She had two knees that were horrible that she can't walk on. And she's quite a large woman. So she would sit at the door or in her bed, and she had a little path that was probably a foot wide with the trash up to her on each side above her hips. And every room you couldn't see through. And when we went into the bedroom, there was a little bitty space on the bed that she left for herself to sleep. And when we picked it up, I didn't pick it up. We had a hazmat team come in. And when they picked it up, urine dripped from the mattress.
Okay, Marsha, did you go into the house after she had passed away?
Did. She's still alive. We got her out of there.
Still alive.
And let me tell you what, this will add a little bit, two other things to her, which is, it's almost mind-boggling. She didn't have any working toilets. So she would use the bags that her groceries came in to go to the bathroom. And they were all in her bedroom and her bathroom because she couldn't get to any other rooms because they were so full. And when the first time we went in there, she had two cats. About a week later, we went in and she said she couldn't find one of the cats. And the hazmat team found it dead in her place. So she had two cats that were in there the entire time that didn't have litter boxes.
What was the trauma in her life that had to have triggered this?
Well, we have talked about this, and the only thing that we have come up with, she's a quilter. She's a busy woman. I mean, not now. She can't walk or do anything. But the only thing my friend can come up with is that about the time her parents died, she was very close to her parents, that she had an abortion. And he thinks for some reason that triggered her. Hmm. Because ever since then, I will happily send you pictures. It's probably worse than what you have been looking at in Connecticut.
Marsha, let me ask you this, though. Was there an acknowledgement, you know, because for you to see that, or, you know, the hazmat team, was there an acknowledgement on her end that this is bad? How did you get her out? Because in so many of these cases, they don't see what you see.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrible to get her out. She kept saying, well, I'm going to take a bag of trash out every day, a bag of trash. Well, it was always an excuse. She was always going to do something. Well, she couldn't get out of the room. She was in a little path and going to her bedroom to the front door, and that was it. There was no way she could get out the door even to carry it back through. She always had an excuse, and one of them, I do have to say, we got a good chuckle out of with her because we kept saying, why are you saving these? And she said, well, I like to look at them when I'm watching The Price is Right to see if I have the prices right.
Oh, okay.
So she would play.
And you said she's still alive, Marsha?
Yes, she is.
Do you still have contact with her?
I do.
Is she still a hoarder?
No. Well, we moved into her in an apartment, and it took about 6 months for this to happen. I will say when she got in there, she was so very happy. She hadn't washed clothes in, I don't know, 18 years. She really had not lived a life. And we got her in the place, and she was very happy. And she started hoarding, but we would keep it under control. But it was, again, like magazines. Like, well, no, I need to study those. So when Price is Right is on tomorrow night, I need to know if I was close. It was always something. And she thought she was going to be a writer and write a book. So she wanted to keep all of the papers to read things. So, yeah. And so the trash for 18 years never came out of the house. And the cat feces or the human feces never came out of the house.
Just everyone listening, Marsha, knows what a litter box smells like when it's been like 5 days. You're like, whoa.
I can't. It's beyond that. The first time they opened the door and I went in, I was violently ill. I mean, Larry had to throw me out the door. I was violently ill.
Did they just knock the house down, Marsha?
Yeah, we sold it to a rehab company that actually has worked with a number of hoarders. They went in and they had to gut it because they couldn't. There's no absolute way you could.
Well, the ammonia itself is almost impossible to get out.
I can still smell it as I speak with you. This has been just not quite a year.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. It's heartbreaking. It really is, because she ended up not living a life because she became such a hoarder.
Well, Marcia, thank you for the story. Thank you for the call. It consumes them. It consumes every aspect of their life. And we appreciate the call. Let's grab Philip in Leawood real quick. Philip, you get the last word. Hello.
Yeah, so my grandmother was a hoarder. And growing up, you know, walking into her house, there was always stuff from floor to ceiling. And I think what kept it under control was the fact that she never got her driver's license in her entire life. So she was pretty limited as to, like, when she could go out and buy things from the flea markets or buy things from the thrift stores. But, yeah, like, she lived out in Raymore. And her little house, the garage was full, and there was just newspapers stacked everywhere. And it kind of got to a point where my family, we had to be done with her because she was combative over her stuff. She valued the hoard over her family.
What is it with the newspapers?
That's just a whole personality.
What is it with the newspapers? Every story that we've heard this afternoon, Philip, somebody says it was newspapers and magazines, obviously just general trash and pet feces. I don't know. That's so gross. But what is it about newspapers and magazines?
Hello.
It beats me. I think there might have been, like, the same thing that the other caller was talking about, where his dad was, like, reading it and seeing, oh, there's a story that has my friend. Oh, I like this picture.
Then read it and throw it away.
Or, Philip, or is it because you have the ability to collect more of those things? They're flat. They are stackable. You can't collect sofas as a hoarder, right? You would only be able to get, like, 8 or 9 of them. With magazines and newspapers and flyers, you can floor to ceiling hoard until your heart's content with smaller items.
I have about 7, sorry to interrupt, Sam. I have about 7 newspapers in a closet in my office, and it's the Royals winning the World Series in 2015, the Chiefs winning the 3 Super Bowls that they've won over the last handful of years. Big news stories on the front cover of a New York Times or a Kansas City Star or Wall Street Journal. I have 7 newspapers.
But you don't have that disorder. And thank God you don't.
I'm a minimalist.
I certainly have hoarding tendencies, but I recognized it early and I take steps to mitigate that problem. But I wonder how many people in this country are one traumatic event away from becoming a hoarder. We've read the stat many times on the air. 36% of homeowners cannot park in their garage because of how much clutter they have sitting in their garage.
I have a car in my garage I don't even want anymore.
Well, it's clutter.
Well, not until Cars for Kids comes over, because they're coming.
So you guys remember the story of the poor woman who lost her entire savings because Brad Pitt needed
money? Well, he was dying. He had cancer.
He was in the hospital. He needed money, and he was reaching out to her via social media saying, can you send me money? And she kept doing it. Mm-hmm. We have a new victim to one of these scams, and it involves Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I've seen this one.
And I will ask you again, how does this keep happening?
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So Jennifer Aniston is needing help with her bills, apparently.
Yeah, apparently Jennifer Aniston couldn't pay her Apple bill.
That's weird, because she gets just $20 million a year from her friend's residuals.
Well, she's using a lot of Apple things. Huh. My God, it's happened again. A man in Britain was scammed by an online catfisher, believing it was Jennifer Aniston, quote, madly in love with him. Mm. 43-year-old Paul Davis told The Sun that he paid for non-refundable Apple gift cards after being sent messages he believed were from the friend star blowing him kisses and holding up a sign reading, I love you. So if you look at the sign, Sam, it is a picture of Jennifer Aniston, but it is a
photoshopped
piece of paper with Photoshopped letters that spell out "I love you" on it.
I love you. And I need money.
She's worth $300 million, by the way.
Well, Google is tough.
Google is tough, Sam. I found out how much she was worth in less than 10 seconds.
She wrote to him, and I quote, "Are you there, my love? My subscription is about to expire." He believed it, he said, because he was sent a photo supposedly proving it was Aniston's driver's license, and then some audio clips that sounded just like Aniston. I'm sure they were her audio clips.
No, they were AI.
I'm telling you what, AI is her the hacker's
voice
dream.
Is out there for that exact reason. So when he thought it sounded like her, yeah, it likely was some scam ripoff of her voice.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Well,
now listen to this.
A fool and their money are easily parted.
The victim says that scammers are now messaging him incessantly. Others are Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg.
Are they broke?
It's been going on now for 5 months. I thought someone would get in trouble for this, but they seem to be having a laugh and getting away with it. So
how are they going to get in trouble? They don't even live here.
Look, he's even showing screenshots. It says, "My love, it's Jennifer." She's blowing him kisses. And so then those scammers are talking to other scammers, and now other people are going, "Hey, it's Mark Zuckerberg."
Oh, but you know, and I mean,
Scott, I don't know.
How stupid.
Well,
not
now
dumb.
I would say that, you know, you have had a rough week with the scamming things.
But I didn't lose any money, and I figured out at one point I'm being hacked. I'm literally on the phone with my own hacker. But how stupid. Like, if the hacker that I was on the phone with last week had said, "Well, we're going to need to, you know, to unlock your computer and get it back to you.
Give me some Apple gift cards.
We need you to wire us, you know, $500 or something," I would have clicked immediately. No, go back. This story here says that today is the premiere of Jurassic World Rebirth. I thought it already opened.
Yeah, the early reviews are not great.
I don't know if this is true, but it says, just when you thought they couldn't come up with another plot for another Jurassic Park movie, now the dinosaurs could save humanity.
Oh, they're saving us while they're killing us.
Could save humanity.
I'm still going to go see it. I'm not going to lie.
It hits theaters today, starring Scarlett Johansson.
How is it going to save humanity?
Sam, I don't know.
Okay.
Birthdays today. Larry David is 78. Alex Morgan, the soccer star, is 35. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, finest man in the United States, great Sam Stevie III, good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Oh, tomorrow at 5, we are doing Festivus Thursday because we won't be here on Friday. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.